Change isn't the exception, it's the rule. We experience approximately 36 major disruptions throughout adulthood, yet our culture has conditioned us to view these transitions as abnormal and undesirable. This fundamental misunderstanding stems from outdated medical models like homeostasis, the tendency of systems to maintain stability, which we've wrongly applied to our entire lives. When faced with change, most people respond counterproductively, avoiding it entirely, actively resisting it, surrendering all agency, or desperately trying to return to previous states. Consider Thomas, whose carefully constructed life was upended by the pandemic. His initial response, trying to recreate his pre-pandemic routine exactly, led to frustration and burnout as he fought against an irreversibly altered reality. Revolutionary research from the University of Pennsylvania introduced allostasis, stability through change. Unlike homeostasis, order, disorder, order, allostasis describes a pattern of order, disorder, reorder. Healthy systems don't rigidly resist change, but adapt to it, achieving stability somewhere new. Tommy Caldwell's harrowing experience as a hostage in Kyrgyzstan transformed him completely. After pushing their captor off a cliff to escape, he struggled to integrate this massive disruption into his self-narrative. 18 months later, disaster struck again when he accidentally cut off his left index finger with a table saw. Despite doctors telling him his climbing career was over, Caldwell quickly accepted his new reality rather than resisting it. "When I started climbing again, I felt a surprising amount of exhilaration," he said, finding liberation in others' low expectations. Change inherently causes tumult, but it's our resistance rather than change itself that causes the most harm. Major philosophical traditions, Buddhism's concept of impermanence, Taoism's dynamic path, Stoicism's dichotomy of control, all recognize this challenge. Modern science confirms that resisting change triggers stress hormones like cortisol, causing physical ailments. Happiness arises from the gap between reality and expectations. When reality meets expectations, we feel content. When it falls short, we suffer. Denmark's high happiness ratings stem from citizens maintaining modest rather than idealized expectations. The brain's prefrontal cortex acts as a prediction machine, preparing our mind-body system. Large gaps between expectations and reality create psychological and physiological strain. Artist Serge Hollerbach exemplifies successful adaptation. When becoming legally blind at 71, he transformed his art style to paint from his inner eye, viewing his vision loss as a new direction. This tragic optimism helps us better handle life's hardships. Eric Fromm contrasted the having mode, identity through possessions, with the being mode, identity through values. True adaptation starts with accepting what we cannot change, like appreciating a flower's beauty despite its brevity. Olympic speed skater Nils van der Poel maintained a balanced life, drinking with friends and nurturing relationships outside sport, unlike peers who defined themselves solely through athletics. This fluid identity protected him from the emotional turbulence common among elite athletes. Evolution reveals that species surviving major disruptions possess high complexity, differentiated parts working cohesively. Ginger Feimster exemplified this when her daughter came out, integrating seemingly opposing identities as a Southern Christian and LGBTQ advocate, unified by maternal love. Western cultures view identity through individual uniqueness, while Eastern perspectives emphasize relational adaptation. Both approaches offer situational value. The Buddha's silence on the existence of self pointed to a dual truth: the conventional self of daily life and the ultimate self, interconnected with everything, coexist, requiring this and that rather than this or that thinking. Our identities are like rivers, flowing yet contained within banks that guide us. Georgia Durenta exemplifies this, evolving from model to mafia getaway driver to Hollywood stunt driver while maintaining her core value of intensity. Core values are fundamental beliefs providing stability during change, portable qualities we express across situations. During uncertainty, we can ask how to move toward or protect these values. Brain imaging reveals that reflecting on core values helps us reframe threats as challenges. Acceptance and commitment therapy confirms values provide strength during turbulent times. The New York Times illustrates this perfectly. While the newspaper industry declined, the Times thrived by applying its core values of independence, integrity, and excellence, transforming from 1.2 million print subscribers in 2000 to over 10 million digital subscribers by 2022. When the ground shifts, we need both fluidity and structure to evolve while maintaining our essence. Target fixation. Becoming so focused on what's ahead that you crash into it affects all areas of life, from mountaineers ignoring weather warnings to parents missing present moments while fixating on future goals. Aikido Zanshin offers a solution, maintaining continuous awareness that balances immediate focus with broader perspective. As Master George Leonard notes, Zanshin is the future, but Zanshin is also now. When change strikes, our amygdala triggers the rage pathway for instant reaction, while the seeking pathway offers a more measured response through uncertainty. Christina Martinez exemplifies this mindful approach. After fleeing Mexico to Philadelphia, she transformed her undocumented status into opportunity, using her barbacoa expertise to create South Philly Barbacoa, one of America's top new restaurants. Change presents two paths. Reactive 2Ps, panic and pummel ahead, or responsive 4Ps, pause, process, plan, and proceed. Naming our emotions precisely increases our control over them. Sometimes change shakes us deeply, even when we do everything right. When I struggled with OCD suffering, my therapist offered wisdom. Not everything has to be meaningful. Why can't it just suck? Our psychological immune system helps us cope with setbacks, but needs time to respond to devastating changes. Forcing positivity too soon backfires. Jay Ashman's transformation from neo-Nazi leader to anti-hate advocate illustrates this. Bullied for wearing hearing aids and losing his father young, he embraced extremism until a black man told him, "You're better than that shirt." He later found purpose educating others about hate. True surrender brings humility. When we let go of control, we stop trying to fix everything. Resilience isn't just internal. Studies show asking for help strengthens it. Like redwoods whose roots intertwine, we need connection to weather life's storms. When solving problems, people instinctively add rather than subtract. Jon Kabat-Zinn's voluntary simplicity teaches us to remove physical, psychological, and social clutter to focus on what matters most. Routines automate actions and save mental energy, while rituals, like religious services or morning meditation, create meaningful anchors amid chaos. Learn to distinguish between real fatigue requiring rest and fake fatigue from stagnation, which needs movement to overcome. Like mountains weathering into gentler forms, challenges soften our edges and build compassion. Success requires both fierce self-discipline and self-compassion. Research shows those who faced moderate adversity often fare better than those experiencing either extreme hardship or minimal difficulty. To develop rugged flexibility, examine rigid patterns, challenge unrealistic expectations, diversify identities, and clarify core values. As Mary Oliver notes, "We shake with joy, we shake with grief. What a time they have, these two, housed as they are in the same body." True strength comes from embracing both the joy and grief of change.